6. Invitation to dinner. Basic expressions. Number 1. I'd like to invite you to dinner this evening at the Li Wan restaurant. Number 2. That's very kind of you. I'd be delighted to go. Number 3. Mr. Jiang, thank you very much for inviting us to this beautiful dinner. I feel very honored. Number 4. Mr. Anderson, I'm very pleased to get this opportunity to meet you in Guangzhou. Number 5. Mr. Anderson, I'd like once again to express our appreciation for honoring our company with your visit. Situational dialogue.
Dialogue 1.
Mr. Baker, you are leaving Guangzhou tomorrow. Are you doing anything special tonight?
No, I haven't made any plans. Why?
If not, I'd like to invite you to dinner this evening at Li Wan restaurant.
That's very kind of you. I'd be delighted to go.
We're so happy you could come. I will meet you at the lounge of the restaurant at 6 o'clock this evening.
Dialogue 2.
Ready to order now, gentlemen.
Could you recommend something special here?
Well, mushroom soup is very good here, and the pepper steak is also wonderful.
So, I'd like the mushroom soup to start with, and the peppered steak.
I'll have the soup too, and Chinese-style chicken.
And anything to drink, sir?
Yes, I'll have the scotch on the rocks.
I'll have a beer.
Dialogue 3. Miss Zhang, thank you very much for inviting us to this beautiful dinner. I feel very much honored.
Mr. Anderson, I'm very pleased to get this opportunity to meet you in Guangzhou. I do hope you will have a pleasant stay here.
Miss Zhang, I'm very glad to tell you that we have felt the warmth and friendship given to us by your great people. Because from the moment we set foot on your soil, we have been overwhelmed by your friendly sentiments.
I'm very glad to hear that, Mr. Anderson. May I once again express our appreciation for honoring our company with your visit. I hope that our discussions will be fruitful to our benefit.
Thank you, Ms. Zhang. We are looking forward to our future meetings.
To a long friendship. Cheers.
Conversations for practice. Businessmen often have to entertain their guests in the restaurant, and people say that in many cases the deal is struck right on or under the dinner table. In Mr. Ruskin's case, it may not be true. He has just finished a working lunch with Ms. Susan Barnes and Liu Dakong, but he couldn't convince Ms. Barnes that there is no problem in buying their products. Well, that was a pretty good meal.
It was delicious.
Would anyone like some more tea, Ms. Barnes?
Not for me. No, thank you.
Yes, I'd like a little bit more, please.
Okay, there's the waitress. Could we have another cup of tea, please?
Well, Ms. Barnes, let me see if I understand you correctly on this. Now, your basic problem is that we cannot provide adequate maintenance or spare parts quickly enough.
Yes, that's right. That's my main concern.
Okay. Now, you've rejected the proposal that we use your warehouse to store spare parts.
Well, not entirely. Mr. Ruskin, let me clarify that a little. Space is limited, and it would depend very much on the quantity of parts, the size, etc. I would need a lot more detail on that.
I can certainly understand your concern. I'm going to put this information in a report and fax it back to my company headquarters in San Francisco.
Okay.
And I'll have the report ready for you tomorrow. And maybe we can come up with a solution to the problem.
Okay. Well, that sounds fine. Even then, Mr. Ruskin, I can't make any guarantees. You know, we've never done such a large business with an American company before, so it's quite an undertaking.
Oh, certainly I can understand.
So I hope you will understand.
Sure.
That's fine.